gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. Doing something about it. You really want that cheese whiz, huh? Well, just think about what you're doing, setting up that colony of bacteria that cannot be killed by anything because it's genetically modified. And then you've got corn that will not disintegrate even when they till it under because nothing will eat it. You put out GMO corn for chickens. They're smarter than we are. Did you know you put out a pile of GMO corn and a pile of regular corn? They'll eat the regular corn every time. They will starve before they eat the GMO corn. Surprise, surprise. Common food items that contain 180 times more fluoride than tap water. Unbelievable. Go to the email blast, you'll see it. It's got there, or go to the news section of the Power Hour. How much fluoride is contained in the common foods that you eat? That is, unless you eat organic. Moral of the story to all of us, eat organic. Regular vitamin and mineral supplementation lowers colon cancer risk more than 80%. But remember, if you're going to take all those vitamins and minerals, which I don't like to take the pills. I'd rather take just one little gulp of something and have it done for the day. But you got to have proteolytic enzymes to make all that work. That's kind of like the thing they didn't tell us. Well, we now carry proteolytic enzymes. It's a miracle cure, the medical monopoly says, that they don't really want to tell us about. Enzymes are catalysts for metabolic processes and digestion. And you really need to take the enzymes. There's a lot of work being done on enzymes. Colloidal silver cures MRSA infections. Ooh, there's that C word. Purifies water, destroys candida, and fights the flu. More than 90 years ago, doctors and health practitioners discovered the life-saving disinfectant germicidal properties of colloidal silver. It's made by suspending microscopic particles of silver in liquid, and it works. That's all we need to say. And we do carry that at the Power Mall for you, the best we can find. Oh, by the way, did you know that one city is targeting people who wear pajamas in public? Now, I'm glad to see we're going after something that matters, right? Pajamas in public. Yep, that's right. They've got a proposal now to do away with especially in Target, Best Buy, and Walmart. I don't know how they're, well, no, that's where you usually see the pajamas. Anyway, that's in Shreveport, Louisiana. Now, there's a town that's got a handle on what's going on. Anyway, did you hear about Google testing a mystery device now in hundreds of employees' homes? Man, you want to talk about stupid. Can you imagine? Hi, we'd like to test this mystery device in your house. Would you mind? Well, sure. Go right ahead. What are these people thinking? They have no idea what the mystery device is doing. This is covered by CBS in Seattle. Google is testing 252 mystery devices in its employees' homes. But what the device is? Well, nobody outside of Google knows. Google recently applied for an experimental license with the Federal Communications Commission. Oops, danger red flag right there, for an unnamed entertainment device. The device is still early in development as testing is set to see if the device works properly and doesn't kill anyone. No, that's my editorial comment. And to reveal real-world engineering issues and reliability of networks. Testing it on you. And you are saying, sure. No problem. Come on into my house with my children here. What are they thinking? And if pediatricians lost their mind, the American Academy of Pediatrics, who we've criticized a lot, as you all know, for industry ties, now say that all boys between ages 11 and 12 should receive the HPV vaccine. Yep, that's the same vaccine that is killing girls, maiming girls, causing possibly the Tourette syndrome. We have all kinds of things. Paralysis, you name it, narcolepsy. Well, it's working so well for the girls, let's just give it to the boys. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. We're going to be talking to Pat Shannon. Everything they ever told me was a lie. We'll be back. Don't miss it with Pat Shannon. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body.
They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com, spelled Biomat.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Biomat.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world and then doing something about it. It's 8 minutes after the hour. We're joined this hour with the very well-known Pat Shannon. Any of you who have been around for any time at all in the truth movement, those of us who are addicted to the truth, will know the name Pat Shannon. He's been investigating and writing about, he was one of the first people to write about the Oklahoma City bombing. He was an investigative reporter for Chuck Harder on the People's Radio Network. He has reported on the cover-up of Kennedy and the King assassinations. He is American Free Press editor. He is the author also of I Rode with Tupper and One in a Million. He is an amazing man who knows a lot more than most of us do, and we're going to find out some of that information today in Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie, which is available at the Power Mall. And thank you very much for joining us on the Power Hour today, Pat Shannon.
Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning, sir. You know, the one thing about this book that I like is Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie, Volume 1, which tells me there's going to be more. You mean there's more lies than this?
Well, nobody knows that better than you. But, you know, I've been immersed in it. It should have been out by now, Volume 2, but I've gotten a little bogged down with some other things. And as this nation continues on this road to hell in a handbasket, I get a little bit more burnout, a little bit more frustrated, a little more, what am I going to put in here next, you know, that's going to be news?
I mean, well, no kidding. And then after the election last night, I mean, now you want to wrap your head in duct tape to keep it from exploding after that phony election that we had yesterday.
Well, now, which one was that? Because I haven't even had the news on today.
Oh, you don't want to know. You don't want to know that Rick Santorum took all three elections yesterday, all three primaries.
Okay. Well, he allegedly won the one where they actually had the ballots in Iowa. So yeah, I'm sure you saw where that guy said, wait a minute, he had 22 more votes than Romney. But it is so phony. And as we were saying yesterday, you know, in South Carolina a couple of weeks ago, there was Ron Paul, who to me, I really believe is the people's leader, Joyce.
Reporting
is so fraudulent that we can never know. But knowing what happened in 08 and what's going on now. But in South Carolina a couple of weeks ago, a few days before that so-called vote, Ron Paul drew 1,000 people to a meeting. And the same week, it might have been the same night, Newt Gingrich couldn't even fill a meeting room. He had to cancel it. And yet the following Saturday, Gingrich runs away with it, 42%, and Ron Paul finishes dead last. I don't think so.
I know. This is so sad, and it is just so in your face. And what happened was so in your face yesterday also. I don't even want to talk about the elections because we know it's fraudulent. We're trying to figure out what we can do about that. But it seems like it's so overwhelming. The fraud is so big. And my goodness, you'll know after you read everything they ever told me was a lie. I'm so glad you have written this book because I didn't think that there was anything that anybody could tell me that I kind of wasn't familiar with, but my goodness, this book is full of stuff I didn't know. Let me ask you, though, first of all, before we begin, who are they, if you would share that with us, please?
Glad you asked. They actually are the cooperative news media, the people behind the scenes, and of course the politicians that feed them the information. But it all relates back to the phony money, the legal tender versus lawful money. They cannot counterfeit gold and silver coin. And once they stole that from us, finally completed the theft in 1965, that's when they had unlimited power to buy whatever they want, to do whatever they want. And so I threw out there, I remind people of the Rothschild's famous words about give me the control of a nation's monetary supply, and I care not who makes its laws.
That's right.
That's the real power behind the scenes. But, I mean, for instance, a cooperative news media, and you know that better than most, that I think the greatest example recently of a cooperative news media is the total blackout of the Georgia court situation with Obama being removed from the ballot. Now, that is big, big news. And then when the judge ends up backing down and saying, no, he's a citizen because I believe he was born in Hawaii, is a total cop-out that didn't face any of the facts that were presented in the courtroom, and I was there.
Yeah. Oh, you were there?
I was there.
Oh, you were in the courtroom. I had Ralph Winterode read that judgment or that that case, and he said it is so amazing. It is so unconstitutional. It is so wrong what that judge did from so many points. Did you all have this feeling, though, that, wow, our day is being, you know, I mean, our story is being heard. We're finally going to make it with this judge.
Well, exactly. In fact, that's what I wrote. When he denied the motion to dismiss the case on January the 3rd, where Jablonski, Obama's lawyer, wanted thrown out because he'd been so successful in getting so many just dismissed without comment in federal court. And it didn't work. When Malahai said, no, we're going to have a hearing on January 22nd, then Jablonski, on Wednesday before the Thursday hearing, emails the Secretary of the State, who has the real power, by the way, to remove Obama. And my article is in American Free Press this week about that. I probably should take a moment and go over that, because when Jablonski said, we ain't coming, we're not going to be there, I actually said on a couple of radio shows publicly that they're not coming. I believe they're not going to come long before he ever announced that he wouldn't, because I believed, and I think for once I was right on the predictions, that they would lose a lot less face by not showing than they would by showing up and admitting to the world they had no evidence of his natural born citizenship. So this is why Jablonski didn't show up. Then I think the lawyers figured this out also, I'm sure they did, because instead of accepting the summary judgment that Malahai offered them when the defense tables were empty at 9 a.m. last Thursday. Two Thursdays ago now, I guess. The judge offered the summary judgment. The plaintiff lawyer said, no, we don't want that, assuming that, and I learned this from the plaintiff, assuming that if they did accept the summary judgment, there still would be no evidence on record. Jablonski could then come back to the Secretary of State the next week and say, hey, you can't take my client off the ballot. There's been no evidence presented that he doesn't belong. And so they prevailed upon the judge to get the evidence on record, and then it was so obvious that he had to be removed from the ballot that it's no doubt in my mind, Joyce, that they, once again, they got to him from behind the scenes and was some kind of threat. Maybe you're going to see your kids on some milk cartons next year if you don't turn this around or whatever.
That statement you just made is not just some irreverent kind of response. That has been said to some people that you are aware of, correct?
Yes, in some various other high-profile cases, and I won't mention any names, but yes, indeed, more than once.
Mm-hmm. And that is scary because we know the control is there. We know that the desire to suppress the truth is there. And when there is some kind of renegade judge that decides he wants to hear the truth, well, that can't be allowed. And so we know, obviously, that his, you know, just his excuse for the way he handled the case was, well, I'm going to rule because I'm going to rule because I think. And it's just crazy. Now, what do we know about the other states that are at issue? We know Illinois has crumped now and said, yeah, whatever he wants, he'll be on the ballot. What about Massachusetts and the other states?
I don't know any more than you do. I've just seen a few blurbs on it that they all are in consideration of doing this. So it's a wait-and-see situation right now.
Okay.
As far as I know, there have been no other suits actually filed like Carl Swenson and David Weldon did here.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, Carl always corrects me, it's not a suit. It is a challenge. And that's why the administrative court was and judge was handling it. But, Joyce, I still believe that the real power is in the hands of the Secretary of State. I don't know why the Secretary of State would need a judge to tell him that this guy doesn't belong or doesn't. I think the Secretary of State could look at the evidence.
Bingo. That was my question. When it went to the Secretary of State, that to me seemed like, okay, you know, can somebody make a ruling on something here? And of course, no, we can't because nobody wants to make the ruling.
That's
you know,
right.
I want to get back to your book because, you know, you have revisited issues that I thought we pretty much knew what was going on with these things. I thought we pretty much had the information out, whether it was Oklahoma City bombing or Kennedy assassination or whatever. But you have pulled facts and figures here that most people are not even aware of. What did you go back and do? Did you have to go back, like, for instance, on, and you covered Osama, the Obama, the usurper also, but the moon landing hoax, which I know our listeners are really interested in that. A second look at Honest Abe, Franklin Roosevelt, John Hinckley, Tim McVeigh, James Earl Ray. I mean, all these hot button things that our listeners love to hear about. Did you have to go back and research each one of those cases, or did you just call the people that were involved with them and get some new information?
Actually, that stuff had been building up in my head for the last 40 years or so, Joyce. And this is, you know, why I became an investigative journalist in my 40s, because I felt like I was going to implode if I didn't get some of this stuff out of me. And then the book, actually, I took about 4 years to compile it. But take, for instance, the JFK thing. Who wants to hear any more about that? Unless it's something they have never heard before.
Right.
And that was the first case ever. I was a young man in my 20s when that happened, and I took a great interest in it in the spring of 1964. It didn't smell right in November of 63, but all we have is newspaper and magazines telling us what we're supposed to know.
Exactly, what we're supposed to believe. That's right. We're going to be back after this four-minute break. We've got the Pat Shannon with American Free Press. We're going to tell you how you can subscribe, how you can read the Free Press, the American Free Press. So support the people doing the right thing, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with Pat Shannon. This is Joyce Riley, 19 after the hour.
Warning.
The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to myfreesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at myfreesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. myfreesurvivalminicourse.com. myfreesurvivalminicourse.com or call 866-523-4076. 866-523-4076. You'll be glad you did.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is 24 minutes after the hour. We're talking to Pat Shannon. He is author of I Rode with Tupper. You probably know that book for sure. And Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie. Volume 1. I love that. More to come by Pat Shannon. Pat, let's go back to the JFK assassination. You know, it has got to surprise so many people that after all this time and all the effort, the truth is still not known by design. What can you add to that?
Well, you know, I think the truth has long time been known by the handful of independent investigators that exposed it. But once again, with the controlled news media, those will not come out to the public. There was a little blurb this week. I saw someone sent me, a school teacher in Ohio, was actually having her senior English class do research and solve the Kennedy case. And then some of the kids are saying, well, I believe Oswald did it. Well, anyone who says that, and even Tom Johnson, the former president of CNN a month and a half ago, told me that himself. And I said, you need to do some alternative reading. I mean, I can't imagine that anyone of that stature would he was editor and publisher of the Dallas Morning News and Los Angeles Times, friend of Ted Gunderson's. But I just can't believe he's that naive. But anyway, that's the power of the media when they continue to feed lies. I became interested in the Kennedy case in spring of 64 when a book came out called Who Killed Kennedy by Thomas Buchanan. I think it's the only thing he ever did, and he didn't answer a whole lot of questions, but he sure had a lot of questions, and it stimulated my thinking. And then the following September, when the Warren omission was released, I was hooked forever. Mm-hmm. And I've got a very large collection of books now. It covers a whole giant book section of mine on six shelves of the nothing but the JFK case.
Really?
And wow. And about, I don't know, 50 or 100 videos. So, you know, I have become a real student of the case. And one of the early things that bugged me was how could a kid, Lee Harvey Oswald, drop out of high school at 17 in New Orleans, let's not forget, and join the Marines, go to language school for 6 weeks, end up in Russia 4 years later, speaking Russian so fluently that when he meets Marina, she thinks he's a native.
Oh, my goodness.
There's something wrong with that picture.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever known anybody that grew up in New Orleans, you know they never lose that accent. So that's the tough part right there. But how can anyone capture the Russian language? Well, for 30 years, that bugged me. Finally, in 1996, a researcher, writer by the name of John Armstrong, came out with Harvey and Lee. And he solved, for me, for all time at least, that problem. And Harvey and Lee were brought together in 1954 when they were both at junior high school in New Orleans. And he was actually born, Harvey was born of Russian parents in New York, spoke Russian fluently. When the FBI
wow.
and CIA discovered him, somebody sent out a picture. And, of course, they got the computers and email these days, but back then they had to send them out to all the FBI offices around the country. And when it got to New Orleans, the question was, who have you got that looks like this? Well, we've got a guy who's a connect. Jim Mars told me this, by the way, that it ended up they came to see Robert Oswald, who was already military and CIA affiliated. And he said, you're right, this guy does look like me, but he looks a whole lot more like my little brother, and they're about the same age. This is how Lee Oswald and Harvey Oswald were brought together.
Oh,
they weren't brought together
my.
To kill JFK. Nobody hardly knew who JFK was then nationally.
That
but
is amazing.
Kennedy, yeah, they were put together for something, just like they're always sheep-dipping people for these projects, like Tim McVeigh later.
And you notice how they always have three names, too. That that always surprises me. Three names. That's a definite bad guy right there. I mean, or a controlled bad guy. But anyway, that is an amazing part of the story that people have not known. But that's the kind of thing that you read in your book, is these little bits and pieces of information that all of a sudden you can put it together. And I'm so glad you've written this. And listeners, you know, I love the way you wrote in the book. J. Edgar Hoover said, the individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. And
right.
That is
that's a quote from Hoover. Now, speaking of him, Joyce, also in the book I point out that in June of 1960, grasp that date, 3.5 years prior to the assassination.
Okay, June of 1960. We'll come back with June of 1960 with Pat Shannon. Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie, available at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. We'll be back. 3 minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the plan when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We are having a really good time talking truth here at the Power Hour with our guest, Pat Shannon, because Pat is so versed in what has happened for so long that he can put the pieces of the puzzle better together than anybody that I know. He is the editor for the American Free Press, and we're going to talk about how to get a subscription to that and support the good guys doing the right thing. The book is Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie. We encourage you to purchase it from the Power Mall. We also encourage you to do business with the Power Mall. You see, if we all buy from each other, we support each other. If you go buy from the bad guys, then you support the bad guys. You vote with your dollars. Now, wouldn't it be great if all the guests on the Power Hour purchased from the Power Mall, if all the listeners purchased from the Power Mall, and if we purchased from you when you know we know that you have a product like American Free Press, if we did business with each other? Because I got to tell you, the people that don't do business with the good guys, the people who go and do business with other people, we kind of see as not really walking the walk. Because we have to, let's get down to it. We have to support each other if we really believe in what we're doing. If we're not doing it for the wrong reasons. So I encourage you to support us, and we buy your products to serve at the power, to serve up to our listeners at the Power Mall, and buying those items that you make. So please support us. Like some of the garden products that we have, that you all have made, we sell them at the Power Mall. Carolyn's soap, we sell at the Power Mall. So please support the Power Mall. Let's support each other. I'm all about buying local. buy from the good guys. And everything they ever told me was a lie is available at the Power Mall. It's $25. It is so inclusive of so many of the issues that you and I care about, you will not believe. I mean, there is page after page after page of information you might not have known and you might want to find out about. So please take advantage of getting everything they ever told me was a lie. Call us at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. Now, is there anything you want to cover on JFK before we move on, Pat?
Well, yeah, we started to mention J. Edgar Hoover when you brought up that quote.
Oh, yeah, 1960, yes, June of 1960.
In June of 1960, on Hoover's letterhead, I have a copy of a letter signed by him where he is reporting, complaining about someone is using Lee Harvey Oswald's ID. That's from J. Edgar Hoover three and a half years before the assassination. Now, was he on the FBI payroll with Hoover or not?
Oh, my goodness.
What more evidence do we need that Hoover knew who he was?
Yep, absolutely.
That's in the book.
Amazing.
The exact quote is in there.
That, you know, it is all linked. And you go back into JFK and you go into COINTELPRO and you realize how these things all started. Now, have you ever seen the actual real document of COINTELPRO?
I can't say that I have. I don't know.
Let me just say, I bought five volumes of it. There are five volumes that I was able to get access to for a lot of money.
Yeah.
I've actually got the original COINTELPRO. I mean, not the original, a copy of the original COINTELPRO. It's several thousand pages long.
What I thought. I believe I'd seen some blurbs on the Internet about it, but no, I've never seen the hardcover.
When you see it in person and you see their old-fashioned type style that they used, or typeface, and you see them saying the ways that we attack the public are as follows, and you see this, I mean, it's just all of a sudden you can never go back again. You know, you now know you've entered in this zone where everything is going to be suspect from that point on.
Yep. Well, governments have always been enemies of the people. The United States government's been very patient, very slow-moving on their capture, but it sure looks grim today in 2012, Joyce.
That's right. That's right. All right, let's talk about, I want to go to the moon landing, because I have a fascination with the moon landing that, and I think a lot of our listeners do too. It's been a big topic on this program. So a lot of things people still, I know, I found some things in here I did not know about that I thought were pretty revealing, that one of those things you can never go back again. You can never even question that it was real again.
Well, as I say in the book, the moon landing, if you stop and think historically, has got to be, by far, the greatest thing that ever happened to mankind since Jesus Christ walked on the water. There's no bigger story than this. How come Armstrong is such a recluse? Here we've got, like, Thomas Jefferson walking around amongst us, and he never makes a public speech. I think he's ashamed of what he did, especially when it wasn't his idea. He was forced into it. Might have been another milk carton situation, too, later, when the cover-up began. Werner von Braun said in 1953 it was impossible to do it because in order to have enough thrust in a spaceship to get it that far, it would require something bigger than they could ever build. And then the Van Allen belts, Dr. Van Allen pointed out there's radiation 300 miles above us, a belt so thick that it would take about a 1 foot thick lead shield around the spaceship to get through it to protect anybody alive on board. And to do that, of course, once again, the spaceship would weigh so much they couldn't get it off the turf.
Uh-huh. You know, one of the things that I thought was so fascinating is where's the crater from when it took off on the moon?
Right. And the footprints, excuse me, you caught me sipping coffee. The footprints in the moisture of the sand, those were taken on a beach somewhere or a desert because there is no moisture on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many discrepancies, but the thing that gets me too, when Bart Seibel came along, he's the young buck who's taken over for some of the old guys like Ralph Renay and the other great researchers. Bart Sarvel came along with the video camera, and he has interviewed now almost everyone who ever claimed to have gone to the moon on the various. But the Apollo 11 mission, he caught Buzz Aldrin about 10 years ago in the where he saw he was making a speech in a hotel in Los Angeles. So Sarvel was down there with his cameraman, and when Buzz gets out of the limousine to walk in, Sarvel corners him and said, "Would you put your hand on the Bible and swear that you went to the moon in 1969?" Now, here's a guy, Buzz Aldrin, who also, I find this also illuminating, that after 10 years after the fact in the 70s, Aldrin became a gutter-crawling alcoholic drunk.
Yeah.
By the 80s, he had recovered, according to his wife, that, you know, he became a born-again Christian and swore all that off. And now, through the 90s and somewhere around 2000, Bart Sarvel approaches him and says, "Would you swear on the Bible that you went to the moon?" You know what this born-again Christian, what his reaction was, Joyce?
What was it?
A roundhouse right, popping Sarvel right in the left cheek.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Uh-huh.
So, and all of them are reacting that way now. I like the one best that Sarvel has on camera. You can spot it on the video. A funny thing happened on the way to the moon. He's got various excerpts of, but I like the one where he corners Armstrong, who is much more of a gentleman than Aldrin. And by this time, he says, "Mr. Armstrong, I have a check here for $5,000. We'll make it payable to the charity of your choice if you will simply put your hand on this Bible and swear that you walked on the moon in 1969.
Whoa.
Armstrong was paralyzed. He had this old blank look on his face, and I mean for several seconds, and finally walked away and wouldn't do it.
Oh, my goodness. That is incredible.
There are various quotes in my book, too, about where Armstrong has made publicly that are very suspect, the way he does his wording. It's almost like, golly, I wish I could tell the world the truth in some of the things he does and says.
Well, but have any of the astronauts actually leaked anything that could be deemed as, you know, admission?
No, not that I know of, except little tidbits that can be taken either way.
Oh, really?
I think they're under great threat of death.
Hmm. What
now,
was the purpose?
I remember in 2001, after 9-1-1, here, a friend of mine, a close investigative associate, General Parton, who came out with the truth on Oklahoma City, as we all know.
Right.
Yelled about it publicly for 5 years,
mm-hmm.
6 years. And then, after 9-1-1, he was asked by several of us, you know, "Ben, how could the building blow and collapse like this? Looks like demolition. No, I don't see any reason why an airplane wouldn't cause that." But he was in total denial.
Yes.
And I said to some friends of mine, I said, "What's wrong with General Parton?" And this one guy who was pretty savvy said, "He's got grandkids, Pat."
Ooh.
Whoa.
Yeah, and you know General Parton, who unfortunately is, I understand, is in the stages of, I think, Alzheimer's disease, his son told me. But he had a tremendous testimony when it came to Oklahoma City bombing, and we can never take that away from him because he was really standing and then standing. You know, a one-star general coming out and saying what he did. And I know we also talked with him about 9/11, and he just totally would not even address it. What's wrong with you? How could you possibly think the government would do this? And it was just like, oh my goodness, he had an overnight, you know, change in his attitude. But
this is why you and I and others respected him so much, because of his Oklahoma City research. Here's a guy that taught demolition at one of the Air Force war colleges. If the FBI is looking for the truth in the Justice Department, why not call this man for trial?
That's right.
But in fact, he told me, too, back in the McVeigh trial days in Nichols, that he got a visit. Listen to this, Joyce. He got a visit in Virginia at his home from Stephen Jones's defense team. And he told him the truth, everything he knew, everything he'd been reporting, everything is on my video about the stuff. And then he asked them, he said, "Are you guys going to call me for trial?" And the answer was, "Well, it depends on what whatever her name was, who was the U.S. attorney who was prosecuting the case, depending on whatever so-and-so says. What? The defense is deciding whom they will call on based on the opinion of the prosecution?
Oh, my. Wow.
So, of course, he was never called.
Mm-hmm. You know, going
back, story I got from the horse's mouth. Ben told me that himself.
And that is incredible.
But somehow they got to him. And so why couldn't they get to some astronauts? They got the unlimited funds to pay them as much as they want, to keep them fat and happy the rest of their lives. Only thing they got to do is keep their mouths shut.
Yeah, but Neil Armstrong, I mean, the all-American kid, you know, success, and everybody looked up to him. And to think, though, that all of this is such a fraud. All of it is such a fraud. I want to go back to something that, you know, a lot of people don't know about and haven't even thought about, and that's what happened with Bill Clinton and the murder of Vince Foster, because that kind of was an introduction for a lot of us to what was going on.
Right. There's a chapter, of course, in the book on that. I'm having to reach back in my head because I haven't even thumbed those pages, but it seems like it was July the 19th of 1993. And it was a Monday, and Bill Clinton was doing a news conference that night. Foster was found in the woods there, in, what is it, Fort Marcy Park. I have visited the scene, by the way. I have visited the scene with a couple of lawyers, defense lawyers, and a defense lawyer, I should say, and a plaintiff in a lawsuit who was implicated in it later and tried to sue the FBI for harassment over the years of trying to shut him up. But anyway, let's get back to the case. So Foster, his body is found laid out just as though he was in a casket. There is no blood at the scene. And I have lain at the same spot in the woods as he was, where he was. And there were no bullets ever found at the scene. And much later, a hushed up medical examiner's report showed that Vince was actually shot twice through the mouth, not just once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so there goes the suicide thing right there.
Yeah, and I thought that all 35-millimeter film of the crime scene was either overexposed or vanished. Quite interesting also.
Yeah, kind of like all the NASA stuff on the moonwalk. Nobody can find any records of it anymore. It's the most important thing in history, and they burn it all up.
Yeah, yeah. So surprising. But you got...
Anyway, I was going to say, Clinton was able to go on his 9 o'clock news conference until 10 that evening, totally composed. Here, his best friend from high school, years in college, and the highest-ranking White House executive since JFK is murdered 4 or 5 hours beforehand, and Clinton doesn't even talk about it till after 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You have a picture of Hillary Clinton and Vince Foster. You know, the story that they were carrying on an alleged affair. But you had information from a very good source that confirmed that to you, correct?
And not only that, he was their chauffeur one night and talked about some of the slap and tickle that was going on between both couples.
Slap and tickle.
Yeah.
That's good.
But he was an Arkansas State Highway Patrolman, and don't need to mention his name. It's not important. But he was a very good source later. After Clinton got to the White House, he began to sing because he really was kind of like you and me, George. He was just fed up with all the lies that was going on and the murders back in Arkansas.
Oh, that whole thing about the Rose Law Firm. And, you know, that was just kind of, I mean, that's really pales in comparison to some of the stuff that goes on today. But still, you know, you go back and you relook at this and the Clinton's daughter. Remember the reports that Hillary was not real. I mean, that Bill Clinton was not really the father of Chelsea.
Right.
And that, you know, the guy that was the father looked totally like her. I mean,
you're talking about the attorney general, aren't you?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I said that, too. I said, holy smoke, you know, he must be the father if there's anybody but Bill, because it didn't look like anything like him.
I have always, I mean, when you see a picture of them together, I mean, there's no way Bill Clinton looks like the father. But, boy, I'll tell you what, the attorney general just, I mean, it's a perfect match. It is an absolute perfect match. And I really hate to deal in that kind of speculation, but, I mean, the picture counts for a lot, though, I got to tell you. You know, there's even an article on the website, is Chelsea Clinton really Bill Clinton's daughter? I mean, there's a lot of information out there on that. I don't know how she feels about it, and man, it just it's so hard not to see the Attorney General when you're looking at her. Whoops, I don't know what that is. Anyway, but I think it is really an incredible. I don't know, going back and looking now at the Rose Law Firm, that's probably where a lot of the problems came from that we today kind of are seeing have been born into really major, major conspiracies. We got to go to a break. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. We got our guest today, Pat Shannon. Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie. Volume 1. We'll be back after this break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Hi, this is Joy Schmiley, and most of you already know how Miracle 2 products can be used in the garden to control pests, help your flowers and vegetables absorb nutrients, and promote growth. Most of you already know how it cleans around the house without harsh chemicals or toxins, cutting through grease and leaving your hands soft and healthy. Most of you already know how the moisturizing soap and neutralizer leaves your hair and skin feeling fresh and clean. And for those of you who've never tried Miracle 2, you owe it to yourself to find out why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap is a miracle. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and try Miracle 2 products today. The 76 startup package includes all five of the Miracle 2 products, an $80 value, only $76, and that includes the shipping. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829 and order your Miracle 2 products today. Then you'll know why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is 54 minutes after the hour. We're talking to Pat Shannon. And the book is Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie. Nothing could be more true than that. And I'd like to take some phone calls. Those of you who have questions out there, maybe those of you who have read the book, who have questions about John F. Kennedy, 9/11, Oklahoma City bombing, or the moon landing, or Franklin Roosevelt, or, you know, the media cover-ups. If you have any questions for Pat Shannon, he's probably the most well-versed journalist and investigative reporter to answer those questions. But I'd like for you to, before we take the phone calls, and the number is 855-99-JOYCE, 855-99-JOYCE or 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. If you have a question or comment for our guest today, Pat Shannon. And by the way, I didn't mention the Attorney General's name, Webster Hubbell, a while ago. Somebody wanted to know who that was. Webster Hubbell was his name, and he looks like the father of, I mean, allegedly, if there was to be anybody, it looks like. Now, didn't Webster Hubbell die? Do you know, Pat?
No, I don't, but I do have an amusing anecdote on the subject, on the same subject. If you may not remember, there was a less publicized picture of a little mulatto child that was a spitting image of Bill Clinton.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
And admittedly, the mother was a black prostitute there in Little Rock who was paid off. A very hushed story. But you know what? I'd love to look that kid up now and see, now that he's grown, and see how much he looks like his father.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That would be interesting. Surprise us with something. While we're waiting for the phone lines to get jammed here, surprise me with something I may not know about, let's say, the RFK assassination, since we know pretty much a lot about it now.
Well, yeah, the biggest thing to me is the switch of the guns to make it appear into the jury in the courtroom in 1969 that Sirhan had killed RFK, when indeed he had not. Now, we already had great suspicions of all this over the years, and you did too, when you take the medical examiner like Thomas Noguchi, who examined the body and showed that it was the powder burns behind the ear were fired from 1 to 3 inches away. And we all know that Sirhan was never closer than 4 feet. He was wrestled to the floor. He had a .22 caliber Ivor Johnson 8-shot revolver. I was in Australia when it happened, but, you know, I knew the gun immediately when I read about it because I had one of my own. I had the same pistol, an Ivor Johnson 8-shot .22. But Sirhan emptied the gun as he was pulled to the floor by Rafer Johnson and Roosevelt Greer, and he hit five other people. Five people were wounded, but his shots went into the ceiling. And Kennedy was never hit from the front. He was hit in the back of the head twice, and one went through the tuft of his coat under the arm that missed him. But all of the shots were, another one into his back, but all of the shots were aimed upwards. Now, the security guard marching with him also owned a .22 revolver, but claimed he was carrying a .38 that night. Whether he was or not, the bullets that were removed from Bobby Kennedy in 1971, an investigative reporter in L.A. by the name of Ted Chirac, whom I met later in Dallas at one of the JFK functions. Ted Chirac got a ballistics expert, whom I name in the book. I can't think of it right now. But they proved that the gun that Sirhan carried did not match any of the bullets in Kennedy's body. Then we get into the transcript from the trial, and this is what blew me away, and this is why I had to put that section in the book. The LAPD ballistics expert gets on the stand.
Okay, we got to go to the break, unfortunately. The LAPD expert's ballistic expert on the stand is where we'll pick up after this break. We'll take your phone calls, 855-995-6923. That's the phone number. Question or comment for Pat Shannon. Stay tuned, and we'll find out how to get American Free Press. Stay tuned.